Okay, so LitePars 2.1 just shipped a feature that's been requested for years: output to Markdown instead of just raw text.
Yeah, but it's a heuristic tool claiming fastest open source model-free PDF to Markdown pipeline.
And it's got top scores on three benchmarks, Cody.
Top among model-free tools, sure, because the benchmarks aren't built to penalize tools that can't recover charts or visuals.
I mean, that's the point. If you care about editability and you're not trying to extract chart data, this is exactly what you need.
Sure, if your PDF has zero charts, tables, or diagrams.
Come on, most business PDFs are text plus simple tables. It's still 80% of the problem solved.
It's the 20% that keeps biting people.
Anyway, this is finally a no-model option that's faster than every other open source tool they benchmarked.
They're comparing apples to apples. Open source, model free only. So fine. But that also means they disabled OCR and any model integrations when running the numbers.
Of course, that's what model-free means. It's all rule-based PDF parsing.
Right. So the pipeline hunts for font family, font size, text position, and then runs a grid projection algo to group lines into markdown elements.
Exactly. One binary, give me the fastest way to turn PDFs into editable text without spinning up a model endpoint. This delivers.
It delivers until you need charts.
Which is why their benchmark tables show literally everyone scoring zero on ParseBench's charts column.
Wait, zero? ParseBench tries to compare structured data extracted from the chart so a heuristic engine has nothing to emit.
Yeah, so they're honest about it. Those columns are basically noise. The rest of the metrics? LitePars leads overall.
0.328 overall on ParseBench versus the next best at 0.310. Tiny margins.
Tiny but repeatable across three datasets. Opened bench at 0.875. Almost CR bench at 0.391.
Big spread on almost CR. That's mostly optical character recognition accuracy, not layout or markdown fidelity.
Still, they're measuring what matters for day-to-day use: content faithfulness, semantic formatting.
Content faithfulness jumps out. Light parse at 0.686 versus PyMUP TD Teichi for LM at 0.609. That's meaningful.
And for teams that just need the text out of PDF so someone can edit it, this is the answer.
If there are no tables or charts.
I labored over a client deck all Thursday because the exported text lost the table layout. This would have saved me half the headache.
Well, I was up at 2 a.m. last night fighting GLM 5.2 docs and a 4 hour sleep budget.
Yeah. Implementing LitePars' markdown mode in your export pipeline would have let you skip the whole font mismatch nightmare.
Okay. Install is trivial. Type install LitePars, then LitPars doc.pdf format markdown.
Or the Python helper, LitePars output underscore format equal sign markdown dot parse doc dot pdf.
And they even give you a demo running in browser with WASM.
Real product value lands for anyone drowning in PDFs they need to edit: legal, contracts, research PDFs, invoices.
Until someone opens a PDF with a chart and asks why it's missing.
Then you tell them this is model free, and they go spin up a model parser. Meanwhile, 80% of the day-to-day docs are handled without a billable model.
Fair.
I'm downloading it now. You in?